Blog Talk Radio.
Forget about it.
Boy got the beats playing in the back. Lovely sounds of the morning. That's why he trying to get himself together over there. I need y'all motherfuckers to wake y'all asses up, man. This is the Shakedown AM, y'all. We're waiting on our boy LRP out in Houston. Got the lovely beats going on. We back out here on the regular platform. On the Blog Talk Radio, y'all. I waste time while this man gets his shit together. Let y'all know what y'all got in store for today. Excuse the latenesses. We wasn't as prepared as we was a couple weeks ago. But we cheer now. We cheer now. We cheer now. Yeah, my man was having a little problem, but he should be back. He should be back, bro. So, what's going on, Big Blue Nation? Sports fans all over the world. Welcome to the Shakedown, the show for the fans, by the fans. I'm supposed to be your co-host today, Shakes Montana, with your regular host, LRP, for this evening. Let's see what he has here. What was he just playing there? Let's try to see what this is.
Black Friday. Black Friday. Black Friday. Black Friday.
I think I'm a pilot. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Black Freezy. Put the beats on in this motherfucker. I wonder if we had the intro on everything out here. My man had the intro come up on. Like, we back on a regular joint, man. Hold on, let me see something. This is really going to tell me that we back on our regular joint. Hey, hold on. motherfuckers gonna have to do once the season happens and go on, because people talking reckless, man. People talk crazy. Saquon Barkley won't be here. He won't. He just signed a tag and all this worrisomes. All these worrisomes. Alright? What's going on with the defense? Will they be the same as last year? You got some new pieces in there. What about this offensive line? It's been terrible for a decade. Been terrible for a decade. Is it finally fixed? Yeah, it is. All these crows will soon be eight once the season has come along. So, I can't wait to hit that button on motherfuckers. Make sure that they get a whole plate full. And I'll step in that motherfucker like,
hello, motherfucker.
On my 1-2, you know. Because I'm always right. Majority, I'm always right. So I step in there like,
hello, motherfucker.
You know. That's what I do. I just step in there in the morning.
Hello, motherfucker.
I'm in here, all right? I'm in this motherfucker. And I told y'all this, and I told y'all that. And don't nobody ever want to listen to me. What I'm going to say to you people. So I'm loving being back on this regular platform. I don't know what's going on with my boy. What's happening here. But y'all give him a minute. Give him a second. He should be right here with us. So while we wait on him, I want y'all to go ahead and hold on. Sorry about that. Somebody's fucking ruined my whole damn shit. Alright, so give me a second while we wait on my boy. Get back here. Oh, that's some birds, bro. You know we back. They know it. They like, back on Blog Talk? Let's do it.
Black, white, 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 black
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, bro. Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
Alright. Jesus Christ. Jesus, God damn, going Christ. How the hell is everyone freaking doing?
What is that, bro?
I said, how the hell is everyone freaking doing? This is bad. I'm going to calm my ass down and get
Word
the season started this season. God damn. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
fuck,
yes,
man. Every time.
Just went through hell this morning trying to get y'all folks a content. So y'all need to really appreciate LLP and thank him.
Man, I feel like shit, bro. They don't need to thank me. I'm like, what the hell? This shit was all the way a disaster. All the way a goddamn disaster. That's all. That's all right, though. We here. We here. I'm here. If you're in traffic right now, goddamn it.
We in chill now, son.
Facts. Let's see if I got the control ones and twos. Yeah, there you go. So, I'm on my phone, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean? Welcome to the Shakedown Sports Podcast AM. You know what I mean? Episode 6. We back on the block, baby. We back on the block. This is back to the 515-605-9755. That is the number to call in. That's 515-605-9755. Call that number because we on that drive for five. Got Shakes Montana in the building with me, the host LRP. Equipment janky than a motherfucker, and I'm irritated and irritable as hell, so I plan on making some great radio for y'all. Already.
Already, Dave.
You know what I'm saying?
That was Dave.
You know what I mean? But, morning, man. Morning. Tuesday morning. We back at it. We back outside. You know what I mean? And, as we spoke about yesterday, and let me go ahead and do a little bit of promotion for the people out there, you know what I mean, to the people there, you know what I mean, Jerk Rock in the building, pulling up with the coffee and shit, you know what I mean, Jerk Rock with the Starbucks and the croissants with a little bit of chocolate inside, I'm all in. But, again, 515-605-9755, join the tribe. Subscribe, like, all that jive. Go over to the YouTubes. Check out episode 2. You know what I mean? Chuckle, laugh. Be like, say, yeah, man, that's right. I agree with that. So hell no, I don't agree with that. Whatever you say when you watch this, drop a comment. That's support peoples. And my apologies, man. We're going to get it right. We're going to get it right. You know what I'm saying? But it's the growth. It's the growth that you appreciate. So I hope that you appreciate shit. Because I'm going to calm the fuck down. Because I'm telling you this right now. Hot. I'm hot with everything. But anyway. We're here for the next hour. Settle in. You know what I mean? And I'll do some promotion. How you feeling, Shakes? What you got to say, bro? And J-Rock? What's going on, brother?
Hey, still getting that shit together. Man, I'm good, man. Yeah. Good, B. Yeah, man, you woke me up. But it's all good, man. As soon as you woke me up, I was there. I was up there like, hey, what's going on? What happened?
Real.
So, yeah, man, we out here, man. I'm feeling all right. Definitely go check out that video. Shakedown Media Network. Check out the video yesterday. What was that? We called it. Does
Bryce Ford Wheaton make the 53-man roster. So definitely go check that out. Go check out all the videos that we had posted up. Patricia Traynor's interview is up there. We got some more other videos up there that's doing some numbers. So we really appreciate all the love that y'all been giving us. And really glad that y'all have joined us this morning for this Shakedown AM. What you got in store for the people, them LRP?
I'm going to kick it right off with what we was talking about yesterday with this defense and this offense. And I'm going to, well, probably just the defense for right now. Probably say whatever, but it's defense for sure. Because Shakes Montana was like, why don't you push the button, Juntao? But you scared of Juntao? Press the button. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up. You know what I mean? You had me on my Sam Jackson and do the right thing. Y'all need to chill.
I mean, they're acting all scary and shit.
We're going to figure it out. So that's what we're going to get into today. Goddamn, we're going to get into these teams. Because now, if y'all saying the whole NFL, you know what I mean? That's something different.
Put them on notice. Them on notice.
I'm going to be curious to see how we do fare with the league. But let's start with the NFC East for right now. Just kind of narrow things down. And then I'm going to go to some names like Baltimore that's outside the box. But Baltimore, Buffalo. Now that I got these jokers in front of me, you know what I mean? See what Miami life is like. The defense went too shabby. They still got those, what's that on? Got him on my Giants. I don't even know where I'm bothering with them, but people probably still try to put that. They always put Dallas all high up and whatnot. So let's kick it off with Dallas. See what their defense is looking like. And we went through the cornerbacks recently. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I think that was last week on the Shakedown AM. But Stephon, I'm just naming starters here. So we got Stephon Gilmore, Trayvon Diggs, right? Two starters right there. You know what I mean? Got
You hear me?
Yeah,
what up, Rock?
It's the
What's going on?
What's up, bro? Morning, sir.
What's going on?
What it do, bro?
Listen to the AM.
Absolutely.
And if you follow, the Shakedown Media Network on the Twitters, got some new polls up there. Y'all can check out. You can also contribute to the old ones, which we put up a couple days ago. I think it's about 2 days left on those two, or three. We got some new ones up there, man. How many yards would Daniel Jones throw for in 2023? How many yards would Darren Waller have in 2023? And how many interceptions would a rookie, Deontay Banks, have this season?
Yeah, we got it back, baby.
Yeah, man, that's how I step in the shit. Like, hello, motherfucker. But yes, and make sure that you not only go to there and check those videos out. But make sure that you smash that subscribe button. And then after you smash that subscribe button, you go tell your friend and say, hey, have you checked these dudes out? Well, check them out. And smash that subscribe button. All right?
Tell a friend.
Shakedown Sports Podcast. We outside again. And they got Jonathan Hankins. I did not know that. This is Dallas.
Yo, all of them got our old love, man. They all be loving the crew.
Well, I did not know that. But, so yeah, definitely, man, make sure y'all check us out on all things Shakedown and Sports and Shakedown Sports Network. Shakedown Network. You know what I mean? We out here, and definitely appreciate the love and the support.
You never get it right, man. You got the slice.
Hell no.
I ain't have it in front of me. I ain't have it in front of me. Y'all got work with me. That's so true. That's so funny. But look, man, so this Cowboys defense, right? I wouldn't necessarily say that they better. You know? I mean, but like, so you know, got Osa, Odigizua, you know what I mean? Double O, his brother, is over there, Jonathan Hankins.
No hips, brother.
Yeah, no hips, brother. They picked him up from UCLA. Definitely who I was looking at. DeMarcus Lawrence, definitely. You know what I mean? Their linebacker core. You know, I don't know if Van Dash is not. I ain't really tripping about Van Dash. I mean, Mike Parsons.
You looking at the Cowboys right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Cowboys right now. Looking at their defense.
Well, let's take a look at the Commanders, because I remember you saying last night that they have a formidable linebacking core. And
I see, like, Jamin Davis.
No, they got Jamin Davis. They got Chase Young.
Some linebackers.
You talking about linebackers.
But,
yeah, you got so... You got Jamin Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got.
Got David Mayo.
You know, that's the first name I saw. I was like, oh, shit. They got David.
Right.
I can't say him.
Yep. Linebacker.
Oh, yeah,
court.
I don't know who
he's got.
Yeah, I don't know who he's got.
Hello, linebacker court. Doo-doo, baby.
We go ahead and do this real quick.
Yeah. He's that crow, bro. Told you, bro.
You said they had a beast front seven, bro.
You know what I'm saying? This is why I was tripping last night. Like, yo, what are y'all doing, son?
I was like, the only thing they got is beast front seven.
All right, all right. All right, goddamn it. Fun. Yeah, it's fun, goddamn it. I was totally wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's why I say, yo, I know why you was doing that. Yo, you was crushing on jamming. That's it, though, bro. And they don't even like him. You know what I'm saying?
Which is crazy, because he was making plays.
Yeah, man, like, this is, yo. Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. Now that you see it in your face, smack
that. Not in the middle,
like,
no.
Oh,
but their defensive line is still formidable.
Doo-doo, son.
Nah, man, you got Sweat, you got Young, you got Allen. And that dude, Mathis, ain't no slouch. Darren Payne, you know what I mean? Their strength is in their line, for sure. Their linebacker for the middle of the field, they ain't doing nothing.
They run a 4-3.
I think they run a 4-3. I would have hoped so.
They run the 4-3. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, man, if they run the 4-3, Chase Young is not a linebacker. Sweat is not a linebacker. Like,
yeah.
And people that don't even be involved in the situation at linebacker. You know what I mean? You got to be real and let the people know what linebackers is really out there, man, for the goddamn Commanders. They ain't got shit. You got to put in defensive linemen as linebackers just to make it look good.
No, I was definitely, I don't know. Yeah, I admit it. I was wrong. I thought that their linebacker core was a little bit more stout.
Yeah, they doodle, son.
It is not. It is not.
They doodle, baby.
But they caught the middle of the field, they whack. But their defensive line and their secondary should be Kendall Fuller.
Talk about that secondary.
They got Benjamin St. Juice. Emmanuel Forbes.
They love St. Juice for some old reason. I don't know why, but.
And that dude Sturgis is DJ Sturgis.
Oh, so you liking their corners?
Yeah, I like their corners. Castro Fields, Tariq Castro Fields.
And Fuller.
You know what I mean? Fuller, Christian Holmes. They got some veteran leadership with Danny Johnson.
Ain't bad. Corners ain't bad. What their safeties looking like?
Safeties. Safeties is Terrell Burgess, Percy Butler, Common Curl, Derek Forrest, Farrah Gardner, Xavier Henderson, Jeremy.
Yeah, that ain't gonna cut it.
Yeah, that ain't gonna cut it.
Ain't gonna cut it.
So better than the Commanders, better than the Cowboys. Y'all all agree we're better than the Cowboys?
Go over the Cowboys one time. What we doing with them Cowboys? What's their defense like?
Corners starting with their corners, Stephon Gilmore, Trayvon Diggs. I'm naming the folks that I know first. Cedric Webb behind them, Jordan Lewis. Anybody else? They got Kelvin Joseph, these other guys that's just on the squad. Kelvin Joseph, De'Ron Bland, Eric Scott Jr., Deshaun Wright, and Jordan Lewis. They got a rookie, Miles Brooks. He's a DB from Louisiana Tech. C.J. Goodwin, I said him already. Marquise Bell, DB from Florida A&M. That's their DBs and cornerbacks.
That's doo-doo, son.
Doo-doo, baby.
That's doo-doo,
doo-doo baby.
Baby.
Doo-doo, baby. And with the, oh, no, guess what? Your whole life sucks. Oh, no.
So they must be front seven heavy, because that shit back there ain't what it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the defensive line is Osa Odigizua, Jonathan Hankins, got Mazi Smith, rookie out of Michigan. Neville Gallimore. Those are the DTs. Getting to the DE life. Deontay Fowler Jr. Got Darrell Johnson, rookie out of Liberty. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. Demarcus Lawrence. It's almost impossible to say Liberty and not go through that. That's how it works. Sam Williams, Durant Armstrong. And they're going to try to say this dude, but he's from San Jose State. I think it's Fihoko Jr. Fihoko Jr. Chauncey Carlson. Life, safety life, Malik Hooker, free safety. Let's see, Tyler Cole. Donovan Wilson, yeah, he, you know, these guys.
So, but my the interesting thing is that what I'm hearing is that they put in Mekhi Parsons at defensive end. I'm not sure. Knowing how much they're doing that, I don't know what it is with that, but that's what I'm hearing is that they're trying to put him as a defensive end permanently. And my thing is, how can you do that when you got a Dante Fowler and you got a DeMarcus Lawrence in that, you know what I mean, in that group? I mean, even though I know, Mekhi Parsons is the best player on their defense. Let's get that straight. But I'm just reserved. Like, do you do that? Like, to me, it's like you limited him. Because even from, like, him coming in from a rookie, right, and I'm looking at it like, oh, he's a middle linebacker. Then this middle linebacker gets, like, 13, 14 sacks. You're like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And how the fuck does that happen? You know what I mean? Because the way they was using him, man, was in so many packages and so many ways that, I mean, you can bring him anywhere, bro.
Yeah, you really can.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, why limit that man? And then, now that you read off the defensive ends, I'm like, shit, with Fowler and Lawrence? I'm even more questioning that shit. Like, why? Why are you doing that? So, who are you going to bench? You going to bench Fowler?
Nah,
I mean, it's not bad for me to bench Fowler and have him as a situational pass rusher. I can see that, but still, like, I just think you're going backwards. But that's me. I don't know what they trying to do with it, but they got me confused with it. Like, I'm not sure what the hell they trying to do with Mekhi Parsons. And that's a damn shame that you got the best player on your team and you don't know what the fuck you want to do with him. It's crazy.
Yeah, and they definitely got options, especially they also added Overshawn from Texas. That was my son right there. Malik Jefferson. Jamon Clark. Jabril Cox. And Tack McKinley. Devin Harper. To round out their linebacker core. And they also have Isaiah Land. Yeah, doesn't have a number yet. Rookie. But I remember him from Florida A&M. So, but are we better? Are we better than this? That's the question.
Me, hell yeah. That ain't enough. That's why I'm tripping on y'all, like, y'all not trying to commit to the top five defense. Y'all in Giant Nation, according to the poll. I'm like, yo, what's going on with y'all, man?
But you do have the Eagles ahead of us, right?
Go ahead and tell the people what the Eagles' life like.
Goddamn birds. James is starting with cornerbacks. James Bradbury, Mekhi Gardner, Mario Goodwitz, Josh Joe, second year out of Alabama. Fonte Maddox, Zach McPherson, Eli Ricks, rookie from Alabama. Keely Ringo, rookie out of Georgia. Joshua Scott, Darius Slay, Greedy Williams. That's their secondary life.
My shit. Some bullshit.
Yes, bullshit. Bullshit. It's some bullshit. Let's go to the line. Derek Barnett, Brandon Graham, Teron Jackson, Matt Leo, first year out of Iowa State, Janaris Robinson, Josh Sweat. Those are the DEs.
Shit, I ain't even right, bro.
I ain't too afraid of it. I mean, Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat.
That shit ain't even right.
I ain't too afraid of the D.
That's
crazy.
Damn, what the hell? What the hell they got you on, J-Bro? Motherfucker just got to come like a motherfucker.
Are you Mr. Wiki? Ladies, man, 257.
I was on a Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, hi, right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That shit wasn't right at all, son. Right.
Go ahead, bro. We can hear you now.
Like a dungeon dragon.
I said Brandon Graham getting up there, man. He getting up there in the old age, football age.
Yeah, he is. Still nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But, that's why I'm not really, I agree with, Brandon Graham and, Josh Sweat, the only ones to really stick out. Me.
And Barnett, don't sleep on Barnett.
Oh yeah. And they also got DL. I'm not sure, but just a defensive lineman and Cassius
Kelly.
Huh?
That was Dallas.
That was Dallas. Tad McKinley was Dallas.
I was about to say that's some bullshit. they is a little up there in the age, but that young man, like, they're still very highly productive, so yeah, I don't like that.
And the people that they put next to him too, though, it's like, if Brandon Graham stands next to a Jalen Carter, because these are their DTs now. Jalen Carter,
yeah.
Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis,
yeah.
Noah Ellis, Mauro Ajomo, rookie out of Texas. He
that's
is ridiculous. That's some bullshit, bro. I know him.
know him.
Mario, Marlon, and Marlon T. Marlon T, shout out to Marlon T. Milton Williams.
Tackles is just nasty.
Yeah.
Stop it.
And Milton Williams rounds out. They're very young. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They got 5 just on their DTs. They got 5 players that's under 5 years. They only have 1 player that's 12 years. That's Fletcher Cox. But everybody else is under 5 years. Very young, very talented. They're going to be a problem for a while.
Damn,
son. So in our division, that's not even there. That's just their line. Shit. Goddamn.
May I ask you a question before we move on to that, right? let me ask y'all both a question. Would y'all rather have Fletcher Cox or A'shaun Robinson?
I'm happy with A'shaun.
And Giant Blue. I'm just, I mean, speaking in Giant Blue form only. And y'all leave a comment down below. I want to know y'all answers too, and the fans. But who would y'all rather have, a Big Blue or Fletcher Cox, or would y'all have A'shaun Robinson?
Fletcher Cox, bro. Sorry.
Wow, diabolical.
Bro, because we seen, look, we seen what he can do. Like, A'shaun Robinson, to me, is a formidable backup. Fletcher Cox can start. He can still start. He is starting.
He can start.
So I'd rather have him. What?
A'shaun Robinson can start. This motherfucker started next to fucking Donald, bro.
Where he at?
Yo, don't do the twisting like this, man. It's just some reserve, bro. Don't deceive the people like that.
Is he still next to Donald?
Who?
A'shaun Robinson.
Yes. Go look at
is
the numbers, my
him, or is he on the Giants?
He was next to Donald this whole year. This motherfucker is a starter, bro. You trying to make him out to be like a reserve, bro? Don't do that.
He is a reserve.
Oh my God! All right, go ahead, finish your point.
He is a reserve. Because if he wasn't, he'd still be on Rams, right?
You diabolical with this one. Ooh, please leave it in the comments. Please. I want to know this answer by you Giant fans, by anybody. Anybody that's watching. Okay, what fan you are? Fletcher Cox or A'shaun Robinson? Let's start that poll too, bro.
Ooh, that's a good one. Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to do that. Put that right on right now.
He said, put that on right now. You know what I mean? Is that Charlie that we see here joining us on Shakedown in the AM?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Darkness in!
Darkness in!
Good morning, man.
What up, Charlie?
What it do, Charlie?
Hey, I hear you're talking about Cox all the way. The other guy, he's just a rotation guy, Shakes. Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
The diabolical. The diabolical.
On our
team, I'm gonna call you and Jay Rock. Y'all the diabolicals. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, you saw how skinny Mr. Leo got, right? He ain't gonna be playing the tackle position. He's gonna be on the end, right? He's gonna be end. That's what he's gonna play this year. If they don't trade him or whatever, but they got to get some money from him. That's for sure. And Tiki Barber's off his fucking mind, out of his mind. Danny Jones is the best quarterback in the NFC. These people are insane.
Hands down. Shouts out to
Cheek.
Let me go ahead and do this real quick for Cheek Barber real quick. What time? Hit me with the record.
God, what a moron. Him and Chris Sims, they're both two homer morons. That's all I know. It's unbelievable, man. It's just and look. And the other day, did you guys hear Kafka's presser on the huddle on Giants.com? It was pathetic, man. He doesn't even know what to do with freaking Hyatt, right? He says they asked him, and he said, Hyatt, yeah, he's a great athlete. We'll have to find a way to get him on the field. You know, they don't even know how. If you draft this guy, you don't even know what you're going to do with him yet? Are you crazy? You know what they're going to do? They're going to scheme him. They're going to have packages. Bring him in for two plays. Take him out for 20. Bring him in for two plays. Take him out for 20. That guy should be on the field 70-80% of the fucking time, even if he's a decoy. These guys are fucking insane. And Kafka's eyes just, like, lit up. You know, you like to scheme, don't you? Oh, yeah, I love to scheme. You know, it's just like... He's insane. I mean, these guys, like, they think they're the greatest chess players in the world. You get somebody like Hyatt, you fucking play him. You don't scheme him and come in for a package here and there. What is wrong with these guys? These, and that's what he's going to do. That's why they don't want a number one wide receiver, guys. They don't want an alpha. They don't. They don't want somebody who's going to demand the ball. They don't, because Daniel Jones will go into a fetal position, and he won't be able to get him the ball anyway. So they want to spread it around. They want packages and schemes. This year is going to be a disaster year. Disaster. Jones is going to regress. This whole friggin' team's going to regress on the offense. And they, all the guys they brought in is not going to help Jones. Period. Period. So that's my rant.
Wait, not even Waller? not Darren Waller?
No, Waller, you know why? Because Waller's going to be on the fucking IR. That's why. Because the guy can't stay healthy the last 2 years. You know, Paris Hilton, same thing. He's going to be injured, right? I mean, they're all going to be on the bench because that's who they are. That's why Shane only gave them 1 year. They only gave them a 1 year contract on anybody. You know,
oh,
did you call
him a skinny white girl?
No, yeah, I did. God, it's unbelievable, man. I just can't. And you know what's going to happen? The Giant fan base think we're going to be 11-6, 12-5, and we're going to be 7-10, 8-9 at best, you know? And you know who they're going to blame? They're not going to blame Daniel Jones. They're going to blame Kafka. They're going to blame Shane for not bringing in the great players. They're going to blame Mr. Wonderful Head Coach of the Year, Brian. That's who they're going to blame. They're not going to blame Jones. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. Jones is a mediocre quarterback. He will always be. I don't care who you bring in. You know, that's why the Boomer Esiason and these other guys are saying the Giants haven't done enough. You know, they haven't done enough. You know why they haven't done enough? Because Daniel Jones is so mediocre, they have to do more and more and more.
Mediocre.
And that's the reason. You know? I don't know, guys. Maybe you guys are, you know, all excited and you got great expectations, but I'm telling you, don't, because you're going to be so disappointed. This year is going to be. And you know, we brought in supposedly all these weapons, you know. But look, I mean, this team is full of ifs. This team is so full of ifs. If Daniel Jones progresses.
Why is this so full of ifs?
If Daniel Jones progresses. If Waller can stay on the field. If Paris Hilton can stay on the field, if Evan Neal can take a step, if, you know, if it's just if Banks as a rookie can be, you know, if our offensive line, if our guards can actually play, if our rookie center can actually play, if our secondary, right, if our safeties, where's our safeties, right? If everything, if our linebackers can hold up. This team is so full of ifs, and it's like we have so many problems on this team in the sense of, like, it's got to be the perfect storm for this team to actually go over 500 this year. All those ifs have to come to solid yeses, and I don't see it happening.
Jesus Christ, Charlie. I'm telling you, we can have full spread, lobster, crab, shrimp, the whole nine yards. It was like, where's the fucking butter? You know what I mean?
No, where's,
like,
the lobster? It's like, where's the lobster? Like, yo, who left that out, man?
That's like, according to you,
that's what needs to happen.
And then we need to do this.
Hey, guys, it was
we need to redraft.
It was my birthday.
Of course,
it was my birthday yesterday, so cut me some slack, a little slack.
Happy
for my
birthday, man.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Charlie.
Thanks, man.
Hell yeah, man. Happy belated birthday, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
All the slack in the world, man. You know, hey. Hey, we can't move you off your mountain, bro. Cannot move you off your mountain. You're crazy, but we can't move you off your mountain.
Yeah. Oh, Shakes. No, I would take Cox. Definitely. I mean, Robinson is, you know, he's a good rotation guy, and he will help now that we paid Dex all that money. Now Dex can play half as much. you know, so we can bring Robinson in. So we paid him a fortune, so now he can sit out a half the snaps that he played last year. That makes a lot of sense. But, you know, he will help that. But, you know, this defense has a lot of question marks. Who's our pass rushers, right? Is Aziz – that was the other if. Can Aziz stay on the stupid field? And who's behind them? Who's the pass rusher behind them? Tibbs and Aziz. There isn't one.
No,
there isn't
one. All right, and this may not be a good retort for me, but I'm telling you, don't sleep on Jordan Riley out of Pittsburgh. Not sleep on Riley. Yes, Riley from Pittsburgh.
Did they say defensive
tackle? No, he's a DE.
You said defensive line?
I'm going to hold on. Let me make sure I'm right.
I'm
wrong.
You mean the guy from Pittsburgh that we picked up?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Buffalo. They're smart. Who did they just get? They got Floyd. Who's still out there?
Pass rushes, bro. He's saying pass rushes. He said it was after O'Dolari and Tibbs.
Yeah, Jordan
exactly.
Riley.
We don't have anybody.
Not Pittsburgh. Jordan Riley out of Oregon. I got the school wrong. Jordan Riley out of Oregon.
Who the fuck is he?
Jordan
Do
Riley
not
is
sleep.
A defensive lineman, bro. He's saying pass rushes, bro. Pass rushes, yo. It's the ox and the fox, bro.
Look, we need to bring in a vet. We need to bring Houston. We need to bring in the clown. Oh, we need to bring in Yannick. You know, we need to bring in one of those three guys that's still available. But, you know, Wink won't because he doesn't give a shit about pass rushes anyway because he wants to blitz everybody from wherever else. He doesn't care about them. He doesn't need them. He's just going to take them from the safety position. He's just going to take them from the cornerback position. He's going to take them from the linebacker position. He doesn't care if the DNs rush or not. You know, well, let's put Tibbs in coverage. Let's move him over here. Let's do it. Wink is a moron. He is a friggin' moron. He's so into his schemes and shit that he will not utilize Tibbs to his full capacity. I'm telling you. He had 4 sacks last year, and he ain't going to get much more this year because Wink system, you know. He doesn't care about defensive line, pass rushes. That's why he's not going to bring anybody in. It's ridiculous. And if he did, believe me, we would have a veteran in here by now. Well, except we can't because Joe Shane's a friggin' moron, and we have our own money. So he has to do something with Leo's contract. He has to do something with Adoree's contract. He has to do something with Barkley's contract. You know, we have no money to even run the friggin' team this year right now. So he's got to do something. And if he does all those things, we get about $22 million over the cap. Then we can get a defensive lineman. Then we can get a veteran guard like Rasner, who is still out there. So, I mean, there's a lot that needs to be done. And Shane is, like, moving like snail pace right now. He's like a snail, you know. That's how slow this guy's going to do anything. And he's going to have to do it whether he likes it or not because we have no money to operate the team. We got $3 million under the cap right now. That's it. That's it. We're in the same position we were last year. And we had $60 or $70 million this year. We gave it all to a stupid, mediocre quarterback. It's ridiculous. This, you know, and everybody looks at this front office like they're magic men and look at, oh, they're laying a foundation. What foundation? Everybody's on a one-year contract. That's it, except for Dex. Jones, you can get out of it in 2 years, thank God. You know, I don't see any foundation being built here. I see a bunch of one-year wonders coming in, and he hasn't started building any foundation on guys yet. Maybe Thomas will be one of them. That'll be it. Dex and Thomas, that's your foundation? Great. But anyway, I'm very optimistic.
No, yeah. you
Well, I've had 2 cups of coffee is probably what.
I know, that's right. But yeah, no, bro. And you're right. You know, they got these guys listed differently. So... I stand corrected because they don't have anything listed as D, so defensive ends It's all outside linebackers, DLs, DTs, inside linebackers. So, you know, I don't think that it's in the grand scheme of things, Charlie. I would assume that it doesn't necessarily, the question isn't who's after Ojulari. It's where the pressure is coming from. You know what I'm saying? Because they got it set up to where as though they can create pressure and create sacks from the inside and outside. Because, you know, I don't think it's all on Ojulari or the Ox and the Fox, which shouts out to Shakes. I like that, Ox and the Fox. But if those guys are not pressing from the outside or getting pressure from the outside, you're still going to have to worry about the inside with, you know, Beavers, Kyle McFadden, you know, cornerbacks, free safety blitz, you know what I mean, and all that jazz, and cornerback blitzes and whatnot, Trey Hawkins.
That's what I'm
saying.
How many sacks did we have last year? We were like, we had 40, 41. How many interceptions did we have last year? 4, 5 at most. You got to have one of those two things. You got to have interceptions, or you got to have some sacks this year, because that changes the game. The problem is with our secondary, nobody can catch the damn ball, right? Swat had one interception in his whole college career. You know, Banks had 3 interceptions his whole college career, and 2 of them was his freshman year. And then you got Dory Jackson, who can't catch a watermelon if you threw it to him. So you got nobody who's a ball hawk in that secondary. Maybe McKinney? I don't know. I haven't seen him, like, light it up with interceptions. So if you can't sack the guy, and if you can't intercept the ball, they're going to move right down the field. That's what they did last year. Yeah, we can stop the run a little better this year. At least be better with all the people we brought in. So, but, you know, you got to have one of those two things. You got to have more sacks. You got to get 50-plus this year. Or you got to have, like, 10 or 11 interceptions this year. And who the hell is going to intercept the ball? You know how many times you guys remember watching these guys drop interceptions in the freaking end zone, right in their hands?
Real quick, Charlie.
Right?
Real quick, Charlie.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got 10 seconds left on the live stream. You guys tune in on Thursday for more Shakedown. We love you. Peace. My bad, Charlie. I had to get that out there. Oh, he dropped off. He was like, damn. I'm going to go ahead and DM him and let him know that he's straight.
But, yeah, shout out to Charlie, man. Came through on his darknesses, on his darknesses shit. You know what I mean? He been like that since we started this motherfucker, so I ain't nothing different, man. 10 years in the making.
You was on one this morning.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he came. Yo, Black Freeze, I know you listening, my brother. There's a lot of cut-ups. J-Rock, too, there's a lot of cut-ups in that one right there. But that one,
absolutely.
There's a lot of moments in this last hour. It'll be some great clips. Eat, eating crow and all that. I'm pretty sure the people love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cut that up, put a beat to it. That shit will be gold.
No doubt, man.
Good shit, fellas. My bad.
Are you good, bro? I know you got to go to work, so I ain't going to make this too long. We're going to definitely cut it a little bit short. But I do want to chop it up in the extra few minutes that we have here.
Yeah, I got 10 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
A little bit more. 10-15 minutes, okay.
That's good, that's good. Oh. In news. Right? In news. I wanted to know, like, y'all take on this. Just real quick. Because he's talking about it. I'm glad we can get this for this these airways and put it up on the YouTube and they can talk about it as well. But, so, we all know that YSL, Young Thug,
Young Thug and his label has been hit with the RICO. We all know that. And we all know that the rapper Gunna turned around and snitched on Young Thug, on the whole label. Said YSL is a gang. That's exactly what the RICO needed. So back, right?
Oh, word? That's what happened?
Yeah. So, this is what because I guess I'm laying some things to you that you didn't know. But, so this is what I'm asking you, right? So, after that, right, you know, Gunna is free, and he made a song, and, you know, he's addressing all the issues with it. And I like the song. I do. And I like how he addressed everything, right? But his, I guess his claim is that, you know, he didn't know really what he was doing, right? Hear him out here.
No, not that I didn't know.
Hear him out here, right? You know what I mean? He didn't know he was snitching. He didn't know, right? He says his lawyers and the prosecutors and all that made him say that. But it was great for whatever he was doing, so he went along with it. He didn't know it was considered snitching. He didn't know he was doing anything wrong for his boy. He didn't know. And how y'all gonna see him blame him? Is what he's saying.
Is he a dumbass?
I'm just going off of what my lawyers and prosecutors told me to do.
Man, you don't do that shit without your own thought.
And his bullshit ass excuse for saying he's not a snitch.
I tell you what, that's the worst goddamn excuse I ever heard. That's the dumbest goddamn thing. I'm literally Heathcliff Huxtable right now talking to Theo. He's like, Theo, that's the dumbest thing I ever goddamn heard. No wonder why you get D's and stuff. The fuck is wrong with like, you know, that shit is crazy. Hell no. You didn't know my lawyer told me to say that. If your brain tell you, like, yo, you shouldn't say that, that's kind of, that's, man, fuck out of here. You sitting up there talking about you got stacks and racks and bands and grands and all this, bands make a dance, and you don't know that? Fuck out of here. Old black dude should have jumped out of the bushes right there and said, motherfucker, don't say that. Fuck. I don't fucking buy that shit for nothing.
Oh.
All this time, and that's the best excuse? Fuck out of here. That shit sound crazy.
It's funny as shit, right? Now,
hell
also,
yeah.
You know, excuse me. You know him and Lil Baby were best friends. And, you know, these are some of the things that I'm going to be talking about in today's culture. We're going to bring that back out for y'all. Shake Down Media Network. Please go like and subscribe. But, yo, so him and Lil Baby was best friends, and they close as hell. They even made a mixtape together. But when Gunna sat there and snitched, in his words, he didn't know. But when he snitched, Lil Baby unfollowed him and dropped that friendship. Aww. So Gunna is mad and he's saying, hey, man, that's some hypocritical shit. He's saying, how can you unfriend me when the guy that you're signed to, your label, is a rat? He's also a rat. So how are you going to damn me but not damn him? And get out. This is even more of a crazy joint, right? He says, Lil Baby, how are you going to do this to me
when your best friend got murdered, were you cool with the guys that murdered him? Oh, he's playing dirty. He's outing people. He's saying things. You know, he's saying secrets and all types of shit. Gunner's going crazy out here.
Yeah. Does he still not know?
Let me just say this. But let me just say this. What you're saying is below my age bracket. I have no fucking idea what you're saying. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know
what you're
talking about.
He's fishing for my age bracket.
The only name I heard was the baby, and I heard the baby before. That's it.
And I didn't even say the baby. I said little baby.
Who the fuck
little
is
little baby? Whoever.
Is that the same thing? Is that the same baby?
It's not the same dude.
It's not the same baby?
No, it's not the same baby.
So it's little baby and the baby?
Yes.
That's two different people?
Yes.
Those are creative motherfuckers. I love the creativity of the people that you rock with, Shake. There'd be a third motherfucker called Baby too.
I think it is another baby something.
Jesus Christ. I thought he was talking about that baby too. I didn't know who the fuck is little baby.
No.
This little baby and the baby.
All the motherfuckers. Wow.
It's
your
wild, bro.
Motherfucker saying I didn't know I was snitching.
Oh man, that's
I knew about
as
the
hell.
Young thug dude that went to, you know,
on my
age, so
I was like, I don't know nothing you talking about, babe.
That shit was fun. That's below my age bracket. I'm just want to say I'm out for those reasons. I'm out.
Oh, hilarious, bro. Hilarious. He said the baby. I said, I ain't said the baby. I'm talking about little baby. Oh, there's two of them?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was too. I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's it. But to answer the question, hell to the nah, you knew what the hell you was doing. Talking. You ain't seen enough goddamn shows to know the hell talking about. I ain't know. All of a sudden, you the light skin took now from Power.
I didn't know. You told me just to wear the watch.
Fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying? I like how she played that shit off at the end, though, you know what I mean? She's like, man, I ain't the same motherfucker. You feel me? I'm going to this courtroom. Fuck this shit up.
Yo, the amount of courtroom recants that this show has had, it's insane. I actually went back to the first when Ghost and Tommy kept getting hemmed up. You just have a whole motherfucker say, oh, I don't know what I said. Like, God damn, these motherfuckers
get out. No, they can never get them, bro. Yo, that's why they be so fucking mad. Yo, they never can get these motherfuckers, dog. Like, yo, like, how are y'all so bad at y'all job? Like,
the funniest shit was when Diane was cursing out fucking Mary J. Blige. Yo, that shit, my mouth was open. I was like, what the fuck? He was cursing her the fuck. It's your ass. You killed my motherfucking father.
She yeah. said no. The little brother, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. The little brother trying to hold her back. You know what I'm saying? She like no,
Dre.
Don't you help me? You help me? No. She got a head and shit. Get off me! Like yo, he was really acting like, you know what I mean? Like he was overdoing it. Like bro, get off her! Like, you know what I mean? Good. Let her talk her shit, bro. Like, I can see at first you try to hold her back, you know what I mean? But once she's like, yo, get off me, you know what I mean? I got this, blah, blah, blah. Let her off. I mean, let her go.
Like, don't you put your hands on her.
He was still holding on to her, like, you know what I mean? He was still copping his feels and shit, like, what's going on, bro? Because I know he really ain't like that, you know what I'm saying? He ain't part of that community. And shout-outs to that community on Pride Month. This is their month. You know what I mean? Shout-outs to y'all. Rainbow color it up.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all ain't going to get me in trouble.
So, you know, yeah. Shouts out to Spider-Man
in the
Spider-Verse.
You there?
I'm going.
You did.
Yeah.
Gotta get up out of here now. I mean, we gotta go. We
gotta go.
No, but this is a great episode. Please join us again on Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I got something in store for y'all. We're going to go through some rankings and shit like that. So, yeah, we definitely got something looking up for y'all on Thursday morning. But I'm skipping shit because tomorrow, you know, you got the Shakedown DMV. Please go ahead and check that out. Got Debate Wednesday on a regular podcast, the Shakedown podcast. I join us for both of them shows. Go ahead and check out all the videos and that we had
thrown
out.
Trying to say something?
I know, right? I mean, did he throw it back on the Bluetooth? Shut the con. But all
right, there you go.
Yeah,
you good, Shane.
But just definitely check out all those videos that, and all the content that we throw up on our YouTube channel. And while you're doing that, go ahead and smash that subscribe button, man. And then after that, go tell your friends and say, yo, you check these boys out? Smash that subscribe button, all right? You know what I mean? So definitely go ahead and tell a friend and tell a friend. We are out here. Closing statement.
Yeah, man, I appreciate everybody for tuning in, chiming in. Make sure you download. Make sure you go to YouTube, you know what I mean? Watch, leave a comment, let us know how you feel. Interact.
Shakedown Media Network.
Shakedown Media Network, baby. And check us all out. All the things that we got in store. Urban Impact, Today's Culture, Shake School and Ebert, you know what I mean? Sports show, Giants flagship, all of us, our content. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Definitely like, subscribe, download, leave a comment. Apparently, I got to give me some new goddamn headphones. Again, Logitech, I don't know if your shit is logical. And I definitely don't know if your shit is techie. Because this would be the worst fucking product, I swear to freaking God.
Yo, they fucking up, bro. When they fuck up, they fuck up. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck is up with
that. Yeah, they when they're good, they're good and shit. But when they go down, oh my gosh!
You don't even do nothing. You're fragile as hell. Like, God damn! You gotta get some Apple headphones just to get some durability in this shit. But
Jilly.
Anyway, struggles of an entertainer. Anyway, but y'all have a good one. Peace and love. And that's it. Last row poke. J-Rock.
Yo, appreciate everybody for coming out. My audio kind of messed up, man. Probably hear all these cars around. Yo, we working hard out here, man. Need y'all to subscribe to this network that we trying to develop and grow. Man, we trying to get to 500, man. We at 4, we trying to get to 5.
We on the road to 5. I mean, that's all we asking. Get us 100, y'all. Get us 100 right now. Let us to our next milestone.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate everybody for coming out for this hour. Join us tomorrow on the Shakedown Sports Podcast. We got a lot more in store for y'all, man. I'm out.
No doubt. And again, man.
Appreciate
it. You listening right now, J-Rock. Hey, if you're listening right now, I want you to go ahead and hit J-Rock's DMs up right now. Hit his DMs up right now and say, I'm trying to get up in this fantasy football, man, because it's going to be fire this year. So, again, at J-Rock underscore NYG. Is that correct, right? That's what it is?
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's it?
That's right.
All right. At J-Rock underscore NYG, please hit my boy up. Get up in this fantasy league so we can talk our shit all season long. Y'all know how we do on the Shakedown. And then y'all going to be sitting there listening to us and being like, damn, we wish we was in the damn league and shit. Well, we going to be in it next year. No, this is the year, goddammit. All right? So holler at my boy. Get up in them DMs and make sure that y'all get up in these leagues. And for anybody that's in the money league, make sure that y'all get this money and the pay the fees early, man, so we can just go ahead and get this shit done, man, and not have what the fuck happened last year happen this year. All right? So once again, hit up J-Rock. NYG. All right? And, yeah, man, we'll be back tomorrow with a whole bunch of content, Shakedown DMV. Debate Wednesdays on the Shakedown Sports Podcast tomorrow, Wednesday. So y'all definitely join us. Everything starting at 5 p.m. I mean, yeah, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So definitely join us. I got some more guests coming through, so we got some more interviews happening. So we will be throwing all that up, man. It's the Shakedown Media Network, man. We out here. Please go smash that subscribe button. Go tell your friends to go smash that subscribe button. And hey, you know what I'm saying? I know we curse a lot and shit, but y'all do too, right? Y'all do too. So tell your kids to come along and go smash that subscribe button, all right? They can listen to us too.
Yes, sir.
They'll like it.
That's what,
all right?
That's what they say in the streets. You curse too much. That's what they're saying?
You know what I mean? But, you know, the kids ain't really listening, and I think the parents is like, oh, y'all can't listen to this. Yeah, man, fuck that, man. They done heard more crazier shit. They got all this promotion and shit going on out here. Agendas is happening out here. And y'all want to shun us? Don't shun us, because we curse, all right?
We can definitely have an episode about that, too, because I know for a scientific fact that it is absolutely more stressful even to be able to say a curse word than it is to not. And let's definitely not be hypocritical, America, because you'll sit your ass in front of a movie theater screen with your kids and watch the most craziest, outrageous sounds. You had a whole kids movie out there cursing.
Watch the
you know what I'm saying? What was those three little kids that had, it was an R-rated movie, and these three little badass kids had the worst mouths ever, and everybody in all America sat there and laughed. You know what I'm saying? So we could definitely have a show and a conversation about that, because we, the brothers, definitely know how to speak, and we use it maturely. You best believe it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not blatant at all. You know what I'm saying? It's just in a conversation, y'all. That's all.
Absolutely. And for business
on
out
us,
there,
man. Tell your kids to go ahead, listen to us, and smash that subscribe button.
And for all the businesses out there, let's get European, because you know daggone well that those commercials out there in France and this, that, and the third with the little risque language and this, that, and the third, y'all know y'all be selling mad product off of that kind of scheme. So go ahead and let us read for you. We'll bring some people to your door. Best believe. Shake down. We are definitely open for business when it comes to driving traffic to your area, to your businesses, bringing your revenue up. We can definitely do something for you. Not what you can do for us, but what we can do for you, because we out here and the people
are.
That's
a fact. So all inquiries at the Shakedown 615 at Gmail. gmail.com?
Yes, email us.
Email us.
Email us. We will definitely.
Yep, that's the email. The Shakedown.
I'm saying it like, damn, I'm correct. Shit. All right. Damn, it look like my mind worked better in the morning. I need to rethink my whole life.
Like, so when you listen and you hear this and your algorithm start going crazy, you definitely email us too. We back in good graces, baby. We got our 515 back. We're here to bless you as well. Don't hesitate.
Check us out on your iTunes and all your podcast platforms, man. We back, motherfuckers. We back. Like we always say around this time, we don't expect y'all to agree with us, but we damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? Don't get shook up because we keep shit live. It's the Shakedown up in New York Giants on that drive for five. This was fun, bro. Damn, it's good to be back, man. Take us away, J-Rock.
See.
Yo.
Did he just go out? Yo.
Yo.
J-Rock, man. Where you at?
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah.
All right, well, take us away, LRP.
Yo, just been shook up by the Shakedown and we out of here.
Peace. Good night.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
My bad, yo. They turned on my car. My Bluetooth turned on. My bad.
It's all good.
Yo.
It was kind of perfect.
I'm like, I'm listening. I ain't hear nothing. I'm like, what's going on? I was like, oh, they just started my car. I'm at the.
Kind of perfect.
It did. Go ahead, take it away, J-Rock.
Yo, I just shook by the Shakedown. We out.
Good night.
No love, you get the slug. CB4 gusto, your luck low. I didn't know till I was drunk though. You freak niggas played out. Get fucked and ate out. Prostitute turn bitch, I got the